Hi, sweetheart. Where's Emily? Ah, okay. Well, I suppose it's okay if you wait here till she gets back. My, I haven't seen you in a few years now. How's college? Oh, that is so wonderful to hear, darling. Yes. I always knew that you would do so well once you got out on your own. Well, you know, I feel like we both know that you were a bit stifled in this town, right? Oh, sweetheart. You can't hide from another queer person. I mean, okay, maybe you can, but I know. Of course I know. I'm pretty sure Emily knows too. Honey, 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 this is nothing to be ashamed about. No, of course not. Wait, so. Are you telling me that you still are not? Oh. Okay, I did not mean to make you uncomfortable. If I did, I sort of just assumed that when you went to college, you would, you know, spread your wings. No, not like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, your secret is safe with me, of course. And I mean, Emily's never said anything to me, but I just assumed since you're best friends. No, I am not at all implying that you've hit on Emily. Not at all. If anything, what I could be implying, potentially, is that maybe, just maybe, you have a little secret crush on me. Oh, honey, don't look so flustered. Come on. You do have a tiny little crush on me, don't you? You don't have to be shy about it. You know, when I was your age, I had a crush on an older woman, too. Yeah, she wasn't my best friend's mom, but regardless, I could not keep my eyes off of her, her body, the way she spoke with such grace. Everything about her was just mesmerizing to me. And I could feel that she was more experienced and it was attractive. Because I, as a baby queer who did not yet know how to exist and move in the world, I felt like, okay, she's doing it, so I can do it. Yeah. I'm not sure if those are your feelings about me, but I definitely see that your glances linger a little too long. I mean, especially now, today. I know I'm not doing you any favors in this tiny top. I don't mind if you look. You can look. You like them. Oh, sweetheart, Emily's not going to be home for a little bit. She always takes a long time when she goes to that store. You know that as well as I do. So, what if we had a little fun? Only if you're comfortable, of course. Do you want to see what's under my top? Say it. Again. That's better. Okay, I'll show you. But first, I want you to go sit down on the couch. Can you listen? Okay, good. Sit down. Good girl. You want to see my big tits? So big and bouncy in this tiny little top. There you go. Do you like how hard my nipples are for you? Sweet girl, look at me when I talk to you. That's better. Look at you squirming around, you adorable thing. Tell me, have you been with a woman yet? Okay, one time, that certainly counts. Do you desire to be with me? You can say it with a little more conviction than that, can't you? Do you desire to be with me? That's better. There's really no shame in saying what you want, darling. In fact, I much prefer it. So what do you want? Do you want to touch them? My big, soft breasts? You can, but you need to ask. Good girl. See, you can do it. You're very good at asking for what you want. Here you are. Touch them. They're nice, right? Soft yet firm. Play with my nipples. Tug on them gently. That feels good. Yeah. Do you want to kiss me? Keep playing with my nipples. Good girl. You can use more tongue than that, can't you? I'm wet. But what about you? How do you feel? Oh, my sweet. Why don't you take your clothes off for me so I can inspect you for myself? The faster you obey, the more pleasure you get. After all, we don't want Emily to walk in and see what a horny little fucking mess you are, do we? There we go, good girl. All your clothes. There you go. Oh, honey, you are so sexy. I love your body. Can I lick your nipples? You like when I suck on them? So sweet. Panties too. I said totally naked. Take them off. Oh, sweetheart. How adorable. You are so, so wet for me. Just leaking like a little slut. Do you like when I call you a slut? It seems like you do. It seems like you like being called names when you know that the person saying it cares. And you know I care, right? Look at that sweet pussy. Engorged. Glistening. I bet you would love if I put my tongue right on your sweet spot. Would you like that? Yeah? You want me to lick that sweet pussy? Don't mind if I do. Stay still. You can put your hands on my hair if you want to. Just gentle licks at first. How is that, honey? You like my sweet tongue? Teasing. You're adorable, wet pussy. How about little short legs like this? Oh, you like that? Such a sweet princess. Such a horny, horny girl. So naughty, but so sweet. Why don't I really make you feel good now, though? Yeah? Why don't I slide a finger inside you? Oh, what a swollen, sweet G-spot. While you lick this tender little clit. So sweet. Don't be shy, moan for me. I like hearing it. God, that's good. Put your hands on my hair. Yeah, it's okay. I just want to make you feel good, okay? Feel my fingers in and out of that pretty little fuck hole. I always knew you were a horny girl, but the way you're moaning out and grabbing my hair. You're desperate for this, aren't you? I'm gonna suck on your clit really gently, okay? Oh, baby, I feel your G head swelling up. Mm, you like that, huh? Such a princess. Pushing me down. Good girl. I like when you're assertive. I'm gonna add another finger in. I don't want you to come without permission. Okay. I'll be good. And ask permission. You're close. Yeah? Okay. You have my permission then. You can come for me. That's it, baby. Feel my tongue. Feel my fingers. And give it to me. So tasty when you come on my tongue. Absolutely, I love it. You did an excellent job listening. Absolutely. Me? I mean, I suppose if you really want... pushing me down. Look at you, not so shy, huh? You want some of this pussy? Yeah? I'd love to watch you eat it. Yes, I would. That's my favorite. Yes, it is, baby. That's it. Slay these panties down. I didn't know you were gonna start right away. Oh god. Put your fingers inside me. That's what I like. Just like that. Good girl. Good girl. God, you looked so sexy coming underneath me. I'm gonna think about that. I'm gonna think about that every time I touch myself. At least for the next week, but probably longer. Oh my god, yeah. That feels good. Fuck. You're such a naughty girl, aren't you? Eating your best friend's mom's pussy? Oh, imagine if she walked in. How would you ever explain yourself? Yeah. Rub my G-spot like that. Fuck. That's perfect. Are you sure you've only been with one woman? Because you know exactly what you're doing. Fuck. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes while you eat my pussy. Fuck. Circle around my clit just like that. Yeah. 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 Oh, such a good girl. Such a good girl. Such a sweet little pussy slave. I could tell you like when I talk to you like that. It's exactly what you are. Look at the way you eat my pussy. Like you're starving for it. And I'm starving for it too. I think you're so sexy. I think you're so sexy. Oh my god. I think you're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen. Having you here. Licking my cunt. It's a dream come true, sweetheart. Yes, it is. It's a dream come fucking true. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, faster. Apply pressure. Right on my G-spot. Exactly. Just like that. Just like that. Your tongue feels amazing. I'm gonna squirt now. Is that okay? I squirt a lot. Yeah. I'm gonna squirt right in your mouth. Is that okay? Okay. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Don't stop, please. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, that's fucking perfect. Oh yeah. You sweet thing. You pretty fucking angel. Come up here. Come up here and kiss me. Kiss me, baby. Oh my god. You are unbelievably fucking sexy. Yes, you are. And any woman who gets to be with you is so, so lucky. Absolutely. Yes, honey. I mean that. You're gorgeous. You're sweet. You're smart. And God, you're fucking hot. Yes. Yes, you are. Do not deny it, okay? Or I'll spank you. I bet you're into that, though. All right. We probably have another 10 minutes before she gets home, so why don't we have a shower? And then I'll make food and we can pretend this didn't happen for a few hours until we do it again. What do you think?